News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Setter, fabulous producer, Matt Cotrillo over in the newsroom. Traffic-wise, we're doing fine around here. No slowdowns anywhere. So far, so good in Danville. And that'll be germane to you, right? You go to work in Danville at
That's
some point?
That's right.
Okay.
I sure do.
So far, so good. Jove Graham is with us. He's president of River Stage Community Theater, and he is one of the actors in an upcoming performance of the River Stage Theater. He's a foster parent in there, brother of the sort of the one of the main characters in
yes.
there, correct? Okay, Matthew
yes.
Cuthbert. How do you say it correctly?
Yep, that's it.
Matthew Cuthbert, okay, in the play Anne of Green Gables. So thank you so much.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you for having us.
In. And you brought the director with us, so if she starts to correct your answers and tell you to speak up or things, don't be surprised.
That's
Can you turn it off during the day?
I think I can, yes. Thanks, Mark.
Well, Virginia Zimmerman is back. I think we spoke to her, three years ago or so?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Okay. About her book, The Rosemary Spell, which is a book for children. And just seemed like an enchanting book at the time, and it continues to sell, so we're glad to say that that's good news. She's a Bucknell professor of English, so she gets to teach that, which she does, and is that a super life to be a writer and to be able to teach writing?
It's pretty great to teach writing, and really I spend more time teaching literature, and so just getting to hang out and talk with people about books all day is a pretty ideal life in my view.
Favorite books to teach?
Favorite books to teach? Well, for adults, my favorite book to teach is Middlemarch by George Eliot, although it's really long and the page count tends to scare people.
Which is what, 600?
About 750 pages.
It's a thick one, okay.
Yeah, for young people, I really love teaching the Harry Potter books.
Okay, well, come back and talk to me about those. I'm just fascinated with that and your life where you live and write, and of course you have a family. Is just, I think that's a super combination. So
thanks.
I think it'd be interesting to talk more about that. But Anne of Green Gables, please.
Yeah, Anne of Green Gables is opening this weekend, and we have two performances Friday, Saturday, and then next weekend as well. This is obviously a classic, well-loved book by many folks of in our community, and it has been adapted, you know, several times over the years for TV, for movies, for the stage. This particular is a new version that was just written last year for a university up in Erie, and we sort of got hold of it and just seemed like a great opportunity to put this wonderful story that a lot of people really love on the stage for all to see.
And if folks are familiar with the book, or maybe they've seen a previous adaptation of it, what might they see that's different? What would they see that, you know, kind of really reaches out on this one?
Well, Virginia weigh in too, but we love the fact that this one is sort of set as a memory and a flashback of the Anne as an adult talking to her own daughter about her adventures as a little girl in school, and so you get to see that perspective of the old Anne thinking back on her life, and then all of these scenes that in the book are, you know, presented in order of all these things that happened to Anne growing up are shown on the stage, and they all sort of flow very nicely and seamlessly into each other as Anne, the grown-up, tells stories to her daughter.
Yeah, that's my favorite part of this adaptation, is the way that this, that the older Anne's memories are the unifying concept of the narrative, bringing all of the stories together. And I think that a lot of people will be meeting the story for the first time when they come to see the play, but there will also be a lot of people in the audience who are familiar with the book, who loved it when they were young and have carried it with them into adulthood. And so it's also sort of in conversation with their memories and the way in which the memories of the readers who loved the book and the memories of the older Anne intersect on the stage was really the central concept for me as I made decisions about how to cast it, how to stage it, what I wanted the set to look like.
Well, and I just think as soon as we announced Anne of Green Gables would be the topic of Sunrise, I just think hundreds of young women, 20-something, 30-something women around here said, oh, wow,
yes,
I'm going, right?
I certainly hope so. And it was published in 1908, so it's really generations of women. I read it when I was a child, and it was given to me by my mother, who had read it when she was a child. And a lot of the young people in the cast who are range in age from, I think, 8 up to 16, a lot of them had read it. So it's definitely a book that has been, you know, much beloved over men, you know, over a century now.
We're talking about Anne of Green Gables. When I sent out that email yesterday, we call it the producer's email. I don't think I did send a copy to you, but you certainly
I forwarded
got
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I also sent a copy to my daughter, who's 30-something, and she says, oh, Dad, do you record it, or is there any sort of ongoing life of these performances?
Well, no, that's the wonderful thing about theater is that it is in the moment, and you have to experience it there, you know, up close and personal and face-to-face. You know, I certainly, there's companies that record their shows sort of, quote, for archival purposes, but I've never been a fan of that personally, because I think the magic of live theater is being there and, you know, not being able to go back and watch it later. If you miss it, it's gone, and it's a wonderful thing to work on, and the time, and sad when it's over, because it really is over. But.
Well, and WBIA did some BTE performances on TV, and
sure.
I attended one of the live performances, then went back and watched the TV. I thought, oh, what you just said is right.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's like watching a black and white version of a
little bit. I mean, certainly
film.
If done well, you know, a lot of, yeah, on PBS specials, they'll show, you know, recorded of Broadway performances, and it can be done, but it's just not the same.
I just chime in to say that I think there's something really magical about having that one-off experience in a community, too, right? You're with a group of people, and you're all sharing that together, and the bigger the group of people, the more impactful that experience is. So when we have a nice audience, and we have the actors on the stage, and everybody's going through this 90 minutes together, and then it's gone, that becomes a more lasting experience, I think.
Well, I just think that's a fabulous description of it. So being in the moment, that moment is this Thursday.
Friday.
Yep. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
This Friday and Saturday, the 8th and 9th, and that's at 7:30 p.m. And then next weekend, Friday, Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday the 17th, we have one matinee at 2:30 to wrap up. So, yeah. And riverstagetheater.org, they can get tickets or, yeah.
So just one matinee altogether, that's next Sunday.
That's right. Yep.
Okay.
So Friday,
right.
Saturday shows for two weekends and one matinee next weekend.
Folks can go to riverstagetheater.org for more information. There's also a phone number, 570-989-0848. Boy, that's a jumble of numbers. I'll give that again, but it's 989-0848. All right, so you are Matthew Cuthbert. You've been in plays and you direct plays, so you know your stuff. Is this tough for you? Tough character? Anything noteworthy there?
Well, no. It's been interesting because I didn't know these books as well as some others, including some others in my household. So I think I said something to Virginia early on that I felt pressure to, you know, to be the right kind of Matthew, because people who do love these books have a very specific idea in mind of what this fellow is. So Matthew is one of the brother and sister pair that adopt Anne by mistake and bring her up on their farm up here. So it's always interesting to, you know, to play somebody that people maybe already come in with an idea of what that person's supposed to be like.
Is that some kind of a director's hazard? These people, that you'll portray them precisely as you vision them, but they won't be the right people.
I think that would be more of a challenge if there were only one adaptation. But because there have been multiple adaptations, and because people have been reading the book over so many years, in everybody's mind, there's a different Matthew, there's a different Anne, and no one would expect me to somehow magically capture everybody's Anne and everybody's Matthew, everybody's Marilla.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in a way, I feel freed from all of that because there are so many different versions of it. And I did not go back and reread the book, and I did not watch any of the adaptations. I sat down with the script and decided who I wanted these people to be, and which versions of these characters were the right ones for this particular adaptation and for this moment and for this community. And I was really fortunate with the auditions that there was wonderful turnout, and I was able to make great choices and feel like I have the right Matthew, I have the right Anne, I have the right everybody.
And you have the right cast that when you tell them sort of how you vision this particular one, they portray that and it's coming out?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I could not be more pleased with the cast. Everybody is turning in really fantastic performances.
Well, I've talked a little bit about the logistics and the characters and the directing, but I want to emphasize to people that what they're going to see this weekend and next weekend is actually magic. It is the Prestige starts at 7:30 on each evening. Try to explain that to our audience if maybe they're not playgoers.
Well, they'll come in the door and they'll find their seat and they'll chatter with their neighbors for a few minutes. They'll turn off their cell phones and then the house lights will go down and the stage lights will come up. And the first thing that they'll see is an open book on the stage, which sets the scene. Excuse me.
An 8-foot high open book,
yes,
I should say.
An 8-foot high open book. And then a lot of the action literally comes out of that book onto the stage. And so, again, for people who come to the play already knowing the book, they'll be watching episodes from that story come to life, literally. For people who don't know the story, they'll get to figure out why it is that so many people have loved the story for so many years. And it framed by these memories of the older Anne, it moves through a series of key moments in Anne's life. And we see those moments play out. We see her make mistakes. We see her. She's a person who really values imagination. We get to see her talking about and using that imagination in really endearing ways and some comical ways. And then by the end, she's grown up and experienced some changes in her life. And I think people will smile a lot and they'll laugh a lot and they'll walk out feeling pretty good about the world and themselves and their families.
Magical.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it's, it's just so nice to see such a positive character. So, you know, not a perfect character. She's not angelically good, as she says sometimes. She makes mistakes. But Anne is a really inspiring, endearing, enduring character because she faces everything with sort of an independent spirit and that imagination. And it's just so refreshing to see a young person on stage kind of go through the adventures of life that way. And then all the folks around her in this little town in Prince Edward Island that are a part of that magical story.
I was just going to say it's also a it's a little bit unusual in the world of theater in that it's a cast that features both adults and children, and I think the play will appeal equally to both adults and children. So it's also a kind of magic for a family. I think on a Friday night, sometimes we have hard time finding things to do that are nice for the whole family that everybody will enjoy, and this is definitely in that category. And it's running about 90 minutes, so it's good for even relatively small people who might not want to sit through a 3-hour opera.
It's good, clean fun, I guess you could say. I was going to ask you to describe Anne. If folks aren't familiar with her, she's a bit of a pistol, I guess.
She is. She's a child who has had a pretty tough life up before we meet her. She lost her parents when she was a baby and sort of bounced around in different families, foster care, working essentially as a household servant in some households and living in an asylum. And then, as Jove mentioned, she's essentially adopted by accident. Matthew and Marilla intend to adopt a boy to come into their home and help them out on their farm. And there's a miscommunication, and Anne shows up, and they decide to keep her. And she brings into their household a real spark of energy and imagination that hasn't really been in that house, maybe ever, certainly not for a long time. And like Jove said, she's an imperfect but wonderfully charming person. She does make a lot of mistakes, but she apologizes for them. Some of the best moments in the play are her apologies. And she's looking for a good friend. She finds a good friend. She's very successful in school. And all of those things come into the story of her life that we get to watch in the play.
RiverStageTheater.org. The telephone number 5708989. 989-0848. 8. Performances are this Thursday, or this Friday and Saturday, and next Friday and Saturday, and then Sunday, 2:30 p.m. at the Green Space Center in Lewisburg. Give you the last word. Anything to add?
Yeah, that's right. Please come out and see us at right there downtown Lewisburg at the old high school. And these shows are just going to be a whole lot of fun, as Virginia said, for all ages, and just a great way to spend an evening watching a great story come to life.
Joe Graham is president of the River Stage Community Theater and portrays Matthew Cuthbert in the Anne of Green Gables. Coming up, Virginia Zimmerman, an author, a professor of English, and author of the Rosemary Spell, and the director of the play, and Jordy's wife, I guess. That's an important asterisk, I think, because he's a tour de force. And
thank you. Hope he's listening.
You're probably part of that wisdom that we enjoy from him. Anne of Green Gables coming up at River State Theater.